Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio, and I'm joined by my colleague Selena Zito, who writes the Middle of Somewhere column for the Washington Examiner, to observe two different versions of how Americans are perceiving the present institutions. The one, Selena's new column, and you can find it at selenazito.com, about interaction between the serving military and civilian population in this country, that because of changes in the military recruitment and the all-volunteer force, the civilian population is dominated by young people and middle-aged people who have never had experience of being in a military life. And that might be part of the explanation. Selena, a very good evening to you. Your column is about an unhappy exchange between a serving military professional and a civilian with an opinion. I believe the opinion was women in the military. We could guess that the opinion was not consistent with the present military stance, which is to integrate men and women of all backgrounds and natures into the military. What did this show you about the dialogue between the serving military and the American public these days? Good evening to you, Selena.
Good evening. Thank you so much. So our military has held since the Vietnam War, not during the Vietnam War, the civilian-military relationship was at an all-time low. But after the Vietnam War, and beginning with the Reagan administration, our trust with the military has been at a very high peak. It's well over 70%, and it's much more than our faith in any other institution, whether it's Congress or the presidency or corporations or any other entity that we have a day-to-day interaction with. And that's really critically important. But one of the reasons that it has held this strong relationship is because the military has never dived into partisanship. Now, the military is always political in that it has to get money from the federal government. It is often used by politicians as a way to gather support or make a political point. But we had faith that our military leaders and our military soldiers did not engage in partisan bickering. And that has held true since the founding of our republic. But that all changed last week when the gunnery sergeant for the Space Force decided to weigh in on what a conservative talk show host opinion about not women in the military in so much as pregnancy in the military and in active duty. And so that's not something that we expect our leadership to engage in. And what really upset people was the tone that he took at the end of it, saying this opinion coming from someone who's never served in the military. And here's why that's chilling. Only one half of 1% of Americans serve in the U.S. military currently. So he could essentially say anything about anyone in this country because none of us have essentially served. And his job is not to get into a Twitter, social media bickering contest or spat, but his job is to rise above it and not engage at all. And when you have your senior military engaging in that way and putting out partisan beliefs, And he wasn't the only one. There were several of them. And one of his responses to a female reporter was to show him weightlifting, which I think was some sort of power move. It was pretty ugly. And you know, I often say, John, that, you know, what happens on Twitter doesn't often penetrate to the American public. That's not true. In this case, because I heard this even without asking people were talking about this a lot.
Selena, my observation is that I did not serve in the military. However, I grew up in a family with a mom and dad who did. This is the greatest generation. And so, therefore, it was very easy for me to understand the military point of view. That is not commonplace anymore. That's rare.
Right.
So it's not just people who don't serve in the military. He or she doesn't have a parent who served in the military, and maybe another generation who doesn't serve in the military. There are no stories. There are no photographs. I'm looking at a photograph of my father. Yeah, right there. Military, not just military. He's in combat. He's on the front lines in Normandy. You understand that tradition, that ceremony is missing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. But that should not be. You know, look, the American people, no matter what side of the aisle you are on, feels a lot of pressure from our cultural curators, the large institutions that have a big impact on our life, whether it's government or entertainment or sports entities, whatever or news media. The last place where they were not getting partisan pressure was the military. This is not a crisis made. However, any time a military norm is shattered and not addressed, it then becomes the norm.
I accept the case, and I will keep an eye for it. This is the first time I've seen it in your column. Selena, there's a crisis at the border, and I ask you to help tell me how Pittsburgh is thinking of this. The details are overwhelming, but if you follow any particular family or young people trying to get to America with a dream, you become immediately sympathetic. They're not just numbers anymore. They're greatly at risk. I've been following a family that's trying to cross from Colombia to Panama and in the hope that they can traverse the whole of Central America and reach America. It's extremely unlikely, but it makes me sympathetic to the ambitions here. How do the people of Pittsburgh hear this present crisis? It's running into the tens and hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, so just a couple of days ago, I had an interview with the mayor of Del Rio, Texas. He's a Democrat. He's just brought his city out of a crisis that happened when that storm hit, and his town was without water. His town was without food, electricity, or heat. And now they're being hit again with another crisis. This mayor is a Democrat, and yet he's incredibly frustrated that this crisis is not being handled, because coming across the border right into his town are not just unaccompanied minors, and that's where the biggest influx is, but it's also the strain of COVID. And they're not being tested, so you don't know who does and who doesn't have it. How does that impact their border patrol that's protecting them? Just last month, the border patrol arrested a convicted rapist who had been using the border as a revolving door. What people tell me outside of Texas is that their concern, there's a deep empathy for migrants crossing.
Right. We have about a minute, Selena. Go ahead. We have about a minute.
There's deep empathy for that. However, they understand there's also security that they need to worry about, and the unknown factor, and how do we support these children? Where do they go? Do they, without parents, end up becoming part of a gang, which is a natural leap that young men in particular do when they are separated from their family once they are integrated into the country? So there's a lot of concerns, and there's also concerns about disease.
Selena Zito, she is the Middle of Somewhere column for the Washington Examiner. SelenaZito.com is where to read Selena's columns. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.